It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
And a Friday edition of Not Necessarily the News. The point of the show where some say the show really gets started, while others say it's just the beginning of the end. We do welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments section. It is a freewheeling Friday. Tonight's lead story, yes, as we were talking about, and everybody, America got its first ever Pope yesterday. That's right. Pope Leo XIV, formerly known as the Cardinal Robert Prevost, grew up in Chicago's South Side, and the Pope. Until now, everybody had just called him Bob, according to those closest to him, and his brother. But the first American Pope in the Church's history. There have been 267 total popes, by the way. It's a lot of Pope. Pope Leo, born Robert Francis Prevost, 1955, so he's 69, turned 70 this September. And first North American Pope, and the first Pope to come from an English-speaking country in almost 900 years. Even though he's from Chicago, though, he's spent about two-thirds of his life around the world. So, likes hot dogs. President Trump was very happy about the American Pope and said that, well, tweeted out, he is looking forward to meeting him. And that due to his tariffs, all popes from here on out will be now made in America. So there we go. Oh. We'll have more on this coming up with,
fantastic,
of course, our new friend of the show, Cardinal Pierre Battista Pizzabella, who is one of the favorites going in. 7:47 this morning on the show.
Yeah, I wonder how he's doing. So it is official. The Pope is a star among stars. How do we know? Even Harry Styles was on Pope Watch 2025.
See?
The One Direction singer, see, I was waiting for that, was spotted in St. Peter's Square yesterday as Pope Leo XIV came out to greet his flock and tell everyone, peace be with you all. Fans on the Twitterverse absolutely blowing up over the news, calling the singer so random, primarily because he can pop up anywhere, from the Grammys to the Vatican to a marathon in Japan. But just so we're clear, I don't know why they put this out there, but his management wants everyone to know he is not planning a residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. It's easy to get him confused.
It fits
with Kenny
right in.
Chesney.
Conclave,
yeah.
And the Sphere.
In
Vegas and Vatican. All right there. You do you.
Yeah, don't buy your tickets.
It was last night the 2025 Academy of Country Music Awards. Country music's biggest party.
Without us? I don't think so.
Yeah, it took place over there at the Star in Frisco. Reba, 18th time as host, fantastic as always. Of course, she opened the show, and it sounded like our playlist throughout. Pretty cool little medley as they were celebrating six decades in their 60th year of the ACM Awards. Reba sang Okie from Muskogee. We heard Clint Black do a little Rhinestone Cowboy. Winona Judd up there, Leanne Rimes, sang Blue, because she knows the words to that one for sure. And it was a big night, really, for Lainey Wilson and Ella Langley, too. Now, Lainey picked up the big one, Entertainer of the Year, back-to-back, two-timer. And she also picked up the other big ones for her Female Artist of the Year and Album of the Year for Whirlwind. Ella Langley picked up Single of the Year. Chris Stapleton wins again for Male. He just, he's one of those you just pencil him in. He's going to be there. Use pen if you want. And Brooks and Dunn winning Duo.
We've been doing this for a long time, as most of you know. Great job, by the way, boys, up there singing.
Very, very cool to see. Alan Jackson also, too, sang Remember When, and then he was awarded the Alan Jackson Lifetime Achievement Award.
I like it. It has a ring.
It's almost like it was predestined on that one. They didn't need white smoke. They just looked at the trophy and said, this is who this goes to.
This is where this belongs.
So, yeah.
Lost and found.
Oh, Shaboozy performed there with Jelly Roll as well. So
Jelly Roll!
The worlds collided.
No, Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
Thank you. Dolly Parton's still a dynamo, despite the fact that she is grieving the loss of her longtime love, Carl.
We were together 60 years. We dated 2 years, and then we married after that. But I met him first day I moved to Nashville when I was 18 years old. So it's like we spent a lifetime with him, and it's a hard one. So
yeah,
but you know, we move on, we work, and he'd expect that of me, and I expected of myself. So
yeah,
I'll always love him and miss him though.
By the way, do not expect Dolly to slow down whatsoever. She simply has to keep working, and can't imagine not writing or doing all of those Dolly things that we've come to know and love.
Well, we may need to change up now that we've canceled Pope Watch. We are still on Sam Elliott Mustache Watch.
Oh.
And Billy Bob Thornton Watch perpetually, of course. Thank you. But now, for our friends on the Dallas side, you're under a Tom Cruise watch.
What?
Yeah. Cruise said yesterday on social he would be in Dallas coming up on May the 22nd. Planned on having some barbecue and attending some of the first screenings of... The Final Reckoning, the final Mission Impossible movie. So, he'll be in Dallas, trolling around in there. So, you've been warned. What more can we do for you? Well, so, watch. We'll keep the watch going.
So, here's one for you. All this construction around DFW on the roadways, we may not need it. Uh-uh. Because the newest flying cars are beginning to hit the friendly skies.
Nice.
Now, the very first prototype is called the Helix. It has just one seat. It can go for 20 minutes on a single battery charge and travel 60 miles an hour. You don't need a pilot's license, but you do attend a two-week training in order to get your license. And a good paying job is not going to hurt. That is because the price tag is a whopping $190,000 for a cute little commuter vehicle. And by the way, just to add another little layer to this, yeah, they are testing it out in Florida. So that's your Florida.
But Marty, Helix, it's 1955. Where are we going to get plutonium?
The Who have announced their farewell North American tour. The Who.
Who?
It'll kick off August 16th with The Who.
We were together 60 years.
That's Dolly Parton right there.
That is not Pete Townsend.
Roger Daltrey is 81. Pete Townsend is 80.
Huh?
Yeah. The Who? The Who. Okay. And in animal science news, it was worth it, wasn't it?
Huh?
Yeah, okay. I'm glad we did that. I don't regret any of that.
Huh?
I don't know. A study found that T-Rexes may have evolved in North America. After all, previous research found that they maybe just migrated here from other parts of the world and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this turns out we may have actually had our very own American T-Rex. So first the Pope and now this T-Rex. I will. So winning right now.
Waking up with KB
so
and Hank FM.
The Who?